Danse, que te tam skat na wa, tata wa, fun with a sigaso yan, ekwa.
Dallas was katn at sigasun.
And you're listening to another episode of the Cree Chatter Hour. Welcome back, everybody. Hope you guys are having a beautiful day. You know, it's been quite a nice week for us. We actually got to powwow after how long there. We went down to Red Deer and went over there for the weekend. It was pretty good. A little bit cold in there. And I think I'm a little bit, you know, other than feeling a little bit sick, miomatsu huna nuts, I'm feeling all right today.
Nista miomatsu huna nuts, Red Deer table and... It was wonderful to be around our Mr. Waski again, the Wigmagan, to share that wonderful, pematsun with our powerful Mr. Waski at Tayogan.
Ego, all the nape wak that sit around our drum too, all the men there. You know, there was only about 9 of you guys that this weekend, but holy man, guys sure sounded good. Another thing I noticed, Alice, you know, since we've been going to powwows, you stopped going in as a dignitary.
Well, I was thinking that, I had sat there and I was looking at you and I thought, oh, my, Nuigmagan, I need some counselor dignitary clothes to go into these, eh?
So you need some counselor clothes,
I need
Chi,
some counselor
okay.
Clothes, yeah.
Now we know what you're going to get for Christmas.
Counselor Ginch, counselor socks.
Just go as yourself. The people voted you in as yourself. Go as yourself.
Go by yourself.
It's been good, though. You know, besides that, the round dances are picking up. I do believe Onion Lake is going to be happening this Friday. So if you're in this area out here, come on out to Onion Lake.
What's happening in Onion Lake?
Beatsy.
Oh, this weekend?
Yeah.
Oh,
that's... He's just looking at me. Why? What's happening there? I just said round dance. Speaking of that, though, you know, when me and Nina Bim here, we're pretty big on, you know, on Prime Days. Those of you who have Amazon Prime. When they have deals, they have certain days where you get deals off there. Boy, we ordered these Ancestry DNA tests, so I'm excited to see my ancestry on there.
We're trying to see who's the most, who's got the most wapskuyas in our blood.
Moinia. Moinia.
Moinista.
It's going to be pretty cool, though. You know, I wonder how many of our Nehiowak or our indigenous people try these Ancestry DNA things just to, you know, for the heck of it.
wonder who.
But I do know that a couple of my cousins did that, so I'm really excited to see, you know, my two cousins, the only other two people I know who've done this, are going to pop up on my family tree.
Yeah, no, me too. I'm excited to do this because I'm sure, I've heard that when you do these DNA ancestral things, right?
Yeah.
That it shows your history of your health.
Yeah, you can buy into it. That's kind of, you know, it shows... What's in your genes? What kind of, like, whatever sicknesses or illnesses or like, health things run in your family? Which is good because it's really precautionary for yourself and myself and whoever else tries it. So I'm interested to see that, you know, just to see, like, I know that I have my Anokompan Elsie. She was actually Métis, so I'm excited to see where that branch is off to. And, you know, the rest of me is... Cree and Salish, so I don't know how far. I don't even know if they have like all of our like indigenous DNA and stuff like that registered in the system yet, because this is more of a Munyao thing, I think.
I'm not too sure, but I think they wouldn't create such a beautiful, amazing thing if they hadn't.
He just turned on his Munyao.
Maybe you'll fall right under Louis Riel. You don't know, right?
I don't
Mr.
know.
Dumont, you don't know.
I mean, don't know yet.
Those are powerful people. Those are powerful. Nemusumakaya. What do I just mentioned? Those powerful names. Power Rangers.
Power Rangers. I'm excited, though, because, you know, this time of year, the Deepai Gisigao, Deepai Dipsigao, you know, Halloween is coming up. And that's something we take really serious with our Nitawa Simsuk in our house. Anyways, our kids love Halloween. In fact, I think they've, as soon as the Halloween stores started opening in August, we've already been hitting them up.
I know. Their Halloween starts in August. I was just going to say that. And man, we have to... they just go so crazy over the Halloween
But they
store.
Talk about it all year round.
All year round.
And I knew it was going to be like that because our oldest, Nikos, is Alex. He's 13. He was real into, like, you know, the Michael Myers and collecting stuff like that. Then I knew that once he had siblings, they were going to follow suit and just want to be just like him. But It's pretty cute because they get really excited for this time of year.
They get right into that. Sorry about that. In the week, Magan. They get right into the costumes, the outfits, but they won't watch the shows.
Not the little ones, anyways.
We were watching Jason versus Freddy yesterday. My aunt set those actors on there. Jeez,
That's like early 2000s actors, though. And I think every Rez household probably seen Freddy versus Jason. Or those old horror movies like Nightmare on Elm Street, Michael Myers, you know, Friday the 13th. So I'm sure everybody has seen those. Those go back to even when you had to rent movies.
I know. And then remember why you didn't want our baby to watch Jason?
Why is that?
There's a lot of crazy.
Oh, because like, I told him because you see choo-choos on there.
Yeah, there's choo-choos on there. You can't watch that.
I was like, you can't watch that because there's choo-choos. He's like, okay. It's been good, though. You know, I'm really looking forward. You know, I've been in class at Blue Quills. Just a little bit of input for those of you who are looking to attain the language and like go to school for it. We always talk about University of Blue Quills because me and Dallas have both got our degrees there. It's an amazing program, actually, what they have there. My younger sister's in there. Shout out to Ravenwood. She's in the Bachelor of Arts for Cree language there. And everything can be online, too, so you don't necessarily have to live around here to go in-person class. They stream everything online live, too. So you guys look into that. You know, if you're, I do believe the winter applications deadline is coming up this month after December. January is when those classes start.
Yeah, and I was just kind of looking at a few of these. The round dance this weekend, you were talking about the BC Samoan in Onion Lake. It's actually a William Chief Family Memorial Round Dance, right? And it's this Friday at the Onion Lake Complex Center. Your MC is Dennis Carter. Stickman is Leon Woodstones. All singers will be paid $500.
You know how to say Onion Lake?
No, I've been waiting for you to say that.
You got it now. I know you're just messing around. Also, for those of you who are still in the Bot Simuin spirit, the powwow spirit, Hunting Moon in Milwaukee, Wisconsin is happening this weekend. I know a lot of powwow people going to there. Saskatoon, FSIN, is also this weekend. Igua Clearwater Casino, where's that again? Idaho? You guys went there before. Let's not talk about that.
No, but not even that though. The story behind that is we did win that powwow. Then last year they gave us that protocol to be host, remember? Mm-hmm. And then something happened in Keston, VC, and then we got blackmailed from there, so we got thrown out.
Oh, the powwow drama, powwow politics. We should have a whole other podcast for that kind of stuff. Holy smokes, man. But this was the Cree Chatter Hour. We still talk about Cree things, and we won't talk.
Yo.
Yeah. Speaking of that, though, I know. Oh, speaking that we are part of another. Actually, there was just a poster release. BC Samoan happening during the holiday trail in my home community, only Jixquaponic Saddle Lake, and that is the Quinny Harris and Cryer family celebrating the life of Sire Quinny. He's actually Saddle Lake's first little warrior. And I'm really excited for that because stickmen are Darcy McGilvery and Dallas Westcott. MCs are Ben Cardinal and Nia Fonwood.
Yeah. Absimososis.
That's December 22nd. So, you know, all of the people who are hitting up the holiday round dances, make sure you guys come stop by Saddle Lake.
That's the way I sound because I lost my voice right after Red Deer Power.
Muskegee.
It was Muskegee. We know it.
But yeah, you know, you lost your voice and Ambrose is looking at Dad. Why do you sound like that? I'm about to explain to him. Well, when you sing real hard, sometimes your voice gets tired.
Now I gotta talk like that, like I'm from the grandfather. I got my first chief and council meeting tomorrow. I mean, band meeting.
Yeah.
Revelation.
He's gonna talk like the Don on The Godfather. There.
The Don we on.
Boy, that's gonna be interesting, eh? So, yeah. Do they stream that? Do they stream the band meetings?
I think so. It'd be cool. I'd go live.
To see Ryan, somebody scrapping. this is the first time Mr. Westcott's gonna be in a band meeting for Ike Sagega. And there's a lot of stuff going on there because if you've been on social media, you've probably seen some videos.
Famous. Y'all got me famous on there.
I wasn't talking about that video.
Y'all got me famous on there.
But I kind of seen that coming though.
I know, but I don't mind it. It's like you said. It's good. Because open discussion.
You know what? Yeah. And as long I know, a shout out to our leaders out there, and even our people who have questions to ask to the leaders. I think it's good. Good communicate. Any communication is good communication. And speaking of that, I know. Was it Red Pheasant just got their cows and claws?
Don't say that. Yeah, they did. Yeah.
And then you guys are gonna get it too, eh?
I'm not sure. We'll find out.
Yeah, that's in discussion too, though.
Yep.
I don't know about Sad Lake, because in Sad Lake, I think all together we have about 11,000 members.
But you know what? The thing about Cows and Plows, even I'm still learning about it, because, you know, I've only been in leadership for 5 months, and it's just like boom, 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 right? So yeah,
you're learning the ins and outs.
Yeah,
and
I'll tell you right now, the thing about Cows and Plows, it's a Treaty 6 settlement, right? So
everybody in Treaty 6 decides what they're going to do with that money.
Absolutely,
if they get
and it's all online too, right? So they have good people that are out there kind of educating people on where to find information on it, right? So, right? So it's all online, so.
And so you guys look into that. I don't know if you guys are from Treaty 6 and you want to see where your band stands in that process. I know that there's a website out there somewhere, but this isn't the political Cree Chatter Hour. This is the Cree Chatter Hour.
Boy, Nimiwatle point. Nimiwatsi hun, you know, I say me nak with Tagisagao. Hatagagisagao, you know, why are we the mic, you know. You know, you're very beautiful and you match how beautiful it is outside. I'm very thankful to and you say mantu to give me that life, to breathe that life today. So can you send me a 20?
Can you send me a 20? You know, it seems like every month now it's been going by super, super fast. Already we're almost done October and we're just about in November, and that's only one more month until Christmas time.
October. I know, then we'll be right into, we'll be Thanksgiving first, right? And then
You guys remember how to say, I don't know, a little refresher on October, it's freezing moon.
Freezing
moon. Gasketnopisim.
Jeez, huh?
Gasketnopisim. I think another one was Bimihau.
I'm
pretty sure it's freezing moon, though, because there's another way to say October, and that's migrating moon, when all the geese and stuff start migrating.
Yep.
Bimihau pisim.
Bimihau pisim. I like that.
Bimihau pisim or gasketno pisim. That's two ways to say October, though.
Bimihau pisim.
Bimihau pisim is like migrating moon.
Yep.
Gasketno pisim is freezing moon. Or freezing month, or freezing up, like when things start getting freezing. That makes sense, like, you know, when we're all freezing. Or
Bimihaupisim. I like that. I like that.
We were just talking about it in one of my, we have this class called phonetics, when we study like the sounds of a language. Yeah. And what does he call that? When we talk about the different syllables in language, like, you know, gasketa no pisim, that's how it's real easy to pick up on language like that through music, because naturally that's how you.
Could you say that again?
Gasketa no pisim, like
gasketa no pisim.
Like when you count the syllables, that's supposed to help you pick up languages too. That's why I think singing's really good for languages, and we always say that, because, you know, you have to sing the words in a rhythm, and then you kind of catch on the words a little better like that.
No, it is true, you know, because a lot of words I can't say, right? So, like, let's say Saddle Lake. Mm-hmm. Can you say Saddle Lake for me?
Oni chick.
Oni chick.
Gisquapo nick.
Gisquapo nick.
But if you say it fast, oni jisquapo nick.
Oni jisquaponi.
Pretty close.
Yeah. Oni jisquapo.
It's not chisk, it's oni chick.
Oh. Oni tikwaspuni.
Close enough. Oni chiskchi.
Oni chiskaponi mana. Ekte yuigi anon tinni amala.
I wonder what Ava would say.
Oni
Eva.
Oni tik squaponic.
Yeah, there you go. See, you got it.
Oh my God. I finally said it right.
After how many years? But you guys, stay tuned right after these messages for some more Cree Chatter Hour.